to the Divadeets, the ultimate podcast for women over 40 who are ready to take control of their health, ditch the diets, and lose weight for good. I'm your host and coach, Donya Bowers, and today we're going to start with a gut check. Probably many of you have felt this, but how many of you have felt like the minute you hit 40, 50, 60, you were handed this like god-awful script? It's kind of a silent one, that one that just whispers like, your time is up, you've had your time, slow down, or this is just how it is now. That is something that it's called aging, and I think that people put such a negative connotation on it because it's like a connotation on it. Is that a word, Brian? I don't even know. Connotation? Is that a word? Okay, yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. I was like, is that a word? Am I making crap up? He knows I make stuff up. He'll be like, okay. It's like aging. It's like aging has become a quiet permission slip to stop dreaming, to stop trying, and to start shrinking, not just physically, but emotionally and mentally. And that is something that across the board is the message that's sent to everybody. To everybody out there, but I need you to hear me when I say this. Menopause is not an expiration date. It never was. It has a season because it's intended to be a season, and seasons have beginnings and ends, but neither one of them, the beginning nor the end, is an expiration date because there's always another season, right? It's your invitation rather than an expiration. It's not where you fade, it's where you rise. And it's really important to remember that because everything does feel a little bit harder. Why is that though? What's actually happening in your body? Let's think about that. When hormones shift, so does everything else. And that's okay. That's okay because, you know, when a baby becomes a toddler, hormones shift. When a toddler becomes a child, hormones shift. When a child becomes a pre-adolescent, hormones shift. When an adolescent becomes a pre-adolescent, becomes an adolescent, hormones shift, right? We're just in the next season. Why would it be something that we welcome when we're younger, but not when we get just a little bit older, right? So when hormones shift, estrogen drops. Because of the estrogen drop, there's a fat redistribution, especially belly fat. There's sleep disruption. There's more cortisol. More cravings, there's muscle loss, there's slower metabolism, there's mood changes, there's more eating, more emotional eating, less motivation, there's sluggish digestion, there's bloating, there's brain fog. The list goes on and on. I could just keep talking. There's so many things that happen. So when my clients say I'm eating less and gaining more, guess what I say? I believe you. Because we're not actually embracing the season. We're not feeding for that season. You know what, though? Your body's not broken. It's just responding to chronic dieting. It's responding to chronic stress. And it's responding to years of putting yourself last. And menopause, I'll tell you what, it's not a bad thing. It's just pulling back the curtain to show you everything. It's exposing it. It's the showing you who the Wizard of Oz is. Right? It's not anything mystical. It's just giving you a reality check. So what would this season really be asking you? It's asking you, like, you know, are you aware that you have been in survival mode? Are you aware that you've been taking care of everyone else? You've been pushing through. You've been skipping meals. In fact, today I'll give you a real life example. I knew I needed to eat before Brian got here. I knew that. And I still didn't because I didn't want to. And then as soon as he got here, I was like, there's no way I'm going to have the energy for my podcast episodes to be able to give you guys what you need. And so I made my husband, you know, bring me some food, or I asked him. I didn't make him like hold a gun to his head or anything, but I asked him to bring me some food because I knew I needed it. And I had made a video about making these protein dough cookie things. And so I had some legendary Pop-Tarts. They've got 20 grams of protein. BT Dubs, super yummy. I can't say enough about that product. But we're all been there, running on caffeine and cortisol. I feel like I need a t-shirt that says that menopause equals running on caffeine and cortisol. So now your body has pulled back the curtain and saying, I need you to pay attention to me. Hello, I'm here. Been taking care of you all these years, have helped you raise all of your children, and now I need you. I need nourishment. I need strength. I need rest. I need healing. I need to get strong. We're a little bit weaker than we used to be. I need to get strong. I need you. I need you. It's not about being skinny. You got to get that out of your head. So many women still are stuck. I will work with women in their 60s desperate to get the scale down, not realizing that they're actually killing themselves by trying to get there. They will starve themselves absolutely to death. But it's not about being skinny. It's about being present in your life again. 100%. It's about being strong enough to say yes to your new dreams. It really is. It's to feel sexy and centered and clear in your mind and body again, how precious would that be at this age? I mean, just think about that. Like feeling sexy? What? What is that? Do we even remember how to do that? One of my clients, Kathy G, makes me so excited. I love working with Kathy G. And she felt like, you know, her quote to me basically was, I thought I had to eat less to do more cardio. Or eat less and do more cardio. And it turns out I need to eat more. Pick up weights, and that changed everything. Because Kathy was a cardio-driven person. She was in decent shape, but she just kept getting a bigger and bigger and bigger belly. She was working out 6 days a week. She was taking group fitness classes like crazy, and we just pulled back on that. We pulled back on that. That's the shift. That's the wake-up call, is understanding that your body needs a certain amount of lifting weights. It needs a certain amount of nutrition, and that's what it needs from you right now. It needs rest. It needs some recognition, for goodness sakes. Give it some acknowledgement that it has carried you through all of this chronic crap that you've put it through, right? Here's what I need you to know. You are not too old. It is not too late. It's not too late for you. And you are not behind. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. This was our season for that. Now it's a new season. Because this next chapter, this is what it can look like. It can look like lifting weights and feeling powerful. It can look like eating enough food to fuel your day so that you feel amazing and just can do everything that you run out of energy for right now because you're not fueling properly. It can look like waking up without joint pain or fatigue. It can look like, looking in the mirror and being like, damn, I am proud of her. That's what it can look like. It doesn't happen overnight, though. It doesn't. And I want you to understand that I never promise that. I am not a quick fix coach. And if I get clients who want a quick fix, they very quickly leave my program because that's not something I preach. That's not something I promise. And it is not something that I believe in, nor will it help you in this season. So if you are trying to look for a quick fix, please stop. Use your brains. It's not going to get you where you need to go. It does happen when you stop shrinking yourself to fit someone else's version of yourself. And so that's what I want you to think about. I want you to start expanding into the version of you that it's still unfolding, embracing the season instead of running away from it. I had a lady criticize my silver hair the other day. Well, she didn't really criticize it. She was just like, oh my God, I have to color my hair. It's the silver like yours. And I was like, embracing. Embracing it. I'm not saying that you have to show off your silver hair, but I've earned every stinking one of these and I love them. I'm really proud of them. They're part of who I'm becoming. They're part of that season, that version of myself that's still unfolding. So where do you begin? It's with a juice cleanse. I'm kidding. It's not. It's never a juice cleanse. It's not a juice cleanse. It's not with 1,200 calories and punishment cardio ever, ever, ever. You begin with protein. You want to eat 1 gram of protein per body weight that you want to weigh. So if you want to weigh 140 pounds, you're eating 140 grams of protein per day. Sounds intimidating. It's not. Break it over 5 to 6 meals. It's not that much protein per meal. Just make sure you get it. Make sure you get it. It's life-changing. Make sure you get it. Lifting weights 3 to 4 times a week. Yes, 3 to 4 times a week. If you need an easy split of that, on Mondays, I want you to work your chest and your triceps. On Wednesday, I want you to work your legs. On Friday, I want you to work your back and your biceps. And on Saturday, if you can just be super active or do something fun with your family so that you're moving for at least, 30 minutes or so, life is good. Things will change. You're getting 96 to 128 ounces of water every single day. You're getting a minimum of 6 hours of sleep at night, but you're shooting for 7 to 9. No joke. At this age, the more sleep you get, the younger your skin will feel, the better your hair will grow, the more cognitive awareness you'll have, and just overall, the better recovery time you'll have for every single thing in your life, illness or anything. You'll feel so much better. And your support system. If you don't have a good support system, hello, great support system. The divas are amazing. We have an amazing community. We super support each other and have each other's backs all the time. And most of all, belief that the best is not behind you, because it's not. It's just waiting for you to say yes. It's literally just standing there, hand out, ready for you to say yes. I created Empowered Coaching to be the space for that. I really did. A space for women over 40, they don't have to start over. They just have to be able to level up. They just have to want to level up. They just have to want to change. And this is a strategy built for this season of life. That's important to remember. It's not a strategy built for you in your 20s, and we're going to try to imprint it onto our age right now. It's not. And honestly, if this hits your heart and you're tired of trying to figure it out all alone, you can't seem to get where you're going, message me the word ready. And you can find me on Instagram at Donya Powers EC or TikTok Donya Powers EC. You can also find me on Facebook Donya Powers and on YouTube Empowered Coaching with Donya Powers. And you can book a free strategy call. You can even head to my website www.empowereddcoaching.com, because it's time to answer that call. Your body's screaming for it and it's ready for you to say yes. So until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas. Thanks for tuning into this latest episode of the Diva Deets. If this helped you and you found it valuable, share it with a friend who needs to hear it. Ready for more support? Join my free Facebook community or join my coaching community. The details are in the show notes. Don't forget to subscribe. And until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.